Israeli president accused of rape opened fires during a press conference. This is UN News. This is your resident Stupkarp reporting. Gotta love that tune. Jerusalem, Israel. Following the Attorney General's decision to charge the Israeli president, Moshe Katsav, with rape and, after weeks of contained anger, the president has yesterday decided to state his case before the nation in a press conference arranged by his press officer. As the Honorable President marched into the press room, the media and millions of citizens eagerly awaited him to admit his follies and his immediate resignation. Alas, reality was quite different. The president held his head high as he stood behind the podium and slowly moved his eyes like a pair of spotlights across the eager audience. Several moments of uncomfortable silence passed until the president began his speech. This is the recording of the speech that we've had received from one of our correspondents, with absolutely no sound effects included. And, here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, honorable guests, citizens of Israel, I came here today to stand before you as your president and citizen number one of the state, as the de jure leader of the state, and to state my side of this affair. And I tell you this, citizens of Israel, I piss on all of you! I piss on your graves! I piss on your puny lives! I piss on your wife and children! I piss on your graves again! I piss on your ancestors! I piss on your demography and precious law system! I piss on the Attorney General! And I piss on the Prime Minister! I'm taking out my schlong out of my elegant suit and I wave it around you, showering you all with my piss. This is what I do, I piss. I hope you all enjoy getting drenched.
As for the dear members of the press, who are so kind to bring this artist affair to light, I have another message.
How do you like your freedom of the press now?
At this point, contact with the UN News reporter in the field was cut. We currently don't know the reason, but we assume that he perished. Rest in peace, friend. This is UN News.